Welcome back to Broker's Corner. If you're new here, my name is Mary Chauvin, and on this podcast, I do a deep dive into the benefits space so you, the broker, can better service your clients. Today, I'm going to introduce a new series called FAQs. So we're going to start doing some FAQs, and I'm going to help you out with a little bit of the research that you might be doing yourself. Obviously, benefits is a pretty intricate industry, and learning the ins and outs can be pretty time consuming. There's a lot of research involved, a lot of reading blogs, and maybe listening to a couple podcasts. So on this podcast, I'm going to help you out a little bit with that and hopefully bring some topics that you might be curious about. So today I'm going to discuss the difference between self-funded and fully funded so you, the broker, kind of have some insight into what to recommend to your clients. So I'm going to be going over what each of these are and kind of what to recommend it for different employer groups depending on their situation and the size and different aspects like that. So I'm going to start with self-funded. A self-funded or self-insured plan is one in which the employer assumes the financial risk for providing healthcare benefits to its employees. Self-insured employers pay for claims out of pocket as they are presented, instead of paying a predetermined premium to an insurance carrier. This means they pay directly for the plan's healthcare benefits. So think of it this way. A self-insured company is kind of like their own insurer. They can make these plans customizable. It's not going to be this one size fits all. So they can kind of directly benefit their workforce in that way to make it customizable to what their employees need. So that's a really nice pro to that. And then you're also paying for the bills and claims straight as they come. So why would anyone want a self-funded plan? Like I mentioned, you can make it customizable, and this can meet the healthcare needs of the workforce. So you have a little bit more control over a self-funded plan as an employer. You can, you know, pick certain vendors based off of your company's needs. Another reason is employers don't have to prepay for coverage. So if you're doing a fully funded plan, you're paying this premium for the entire year, no matter what the healthcare costs are. If you're self-funded, you're paying the bills as they come. And so there is a little bit more of a risk with that, but the reward is you could end up saving money if the bills end up being lower than what you would have paid in premiums otherwise. So ultimately, a lot of employers will opt for a self-funded plan because they're trying to save money. So they're taking this risk to hopefully end in a lower cost. When opting for a self-funded plan, it also is really important that the employer kind of has the financial backing in the case of a catastrophic claim. So for example, if you have a group that has 1,000 employees. This is a pretty big company, right? And most of their employees are in their 20s and 30s. Typically, if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're not going to the doctor that often. You're not on a lot of medications. And so your medical bills are probably pretty low. So if you're a larger company and you're paying a ton of money in premiums, you would greatly benefit from being self-funded because the medical bills are probably going to end up being much lower than the premiums that you're going to pay for 1,000 people. Obviously, you're going to have some outliers, but ultimately, it's going to make more sense to take that risk. Which brings me to, why wouldn't you opt for self-funded? So obviously, this might sound nice. It must be nice to customize these plans and hopefully save some money, but like I said, you do assume the risk. So the company I mentioned with 1,000 employees, mostly ranging in their 20s and 30s, yes, like I said, they don't have a lot of doctor visits and they don't have medications, but historically, people in their 20s and 30s are starting to have children. They get married, they want to start a family. And, you know, what if one or two of the babies that someone has ends up in the NICU. So this is going to be a huge claim, and this is a risk that you're taking if you're going to be self-funded. But one thing that you are protected by is what's called stop loss insurance. This is just a way for the company to be protected, and they kind of decide on that number just to make sure that they're protected from a large catastrophic claim that could really affect the company. Stop loss insurance is customizable, and this is for like unusually large claims. So things that probably won't happen, this is something that just protects them a little bit, and you pay a premium, and if something were to happen, you would pay a deductible. So what are the costs associated with being self-funded? So you have your claims payments and your bills, which is the baseline payments that you're going to pay for your employees' medical care. And then you have your stop loss premiums that I just mentioned. And then you also have admin and service fees. Normally you connect with a third party to set all this stuff up. So those fees are going to be included as well. To recap, if you do have an employer group that is willing to take the financial risk and they would save a ton of money in premiums, this would be a good candidate to be self-funded. So moving on to fully funded, a fully funded health plan is an employer-sponsored health plan. Your company pays a premium to the insurance carrier. These premium rates are fixed for a year, and it is dependent on how many of the employees are enrolled in the plan each month. So why would you opt for a fully funded plan? Opting for a fully funded plan is historically the safest route to take for a smaller company that just doesn't have the financial backing to take that risk. If these smaller companies were self-funded and higher bills came their way, they would probably be wishing that they were paying a premium to the carrier. If a company has, say, 30 to 50 employees, what they're paying in premiums is probably not going to be much greater than what they're paying on bills anyway, so it wouldn't really be worth the risk for them. In a fully funded plan, the insurance carrier is the one taking the risk for the high cost bills. If you have a ton of employees that have little to no healthcare costs, you're still paying the same premium no matter what. Why wouldn't you be fully funded? So in contrast to self-funded, if you're fully funded, there is a chance that you're going to be paying more in premiums than you would be paying on the medical bills themselves. What are the costs associated with being fully funded? Like I said, you're going to be paying a premium, and that is the only cost you have. You're going to be paying this premium, and it is a fixed cost for the entire year, and that's regardless if you have high bills, low bills, or no bills at all. To recap, if you have a lot of clients that are smaller groups, fully funded might be the way to go if they don't have the financial backing to take that risk, and their premiums probably aren't that high anyways. That's it for this week's Broker's Corner FAQ. Please subscribe and like this podcast, and if you have a question that you want answered, drop it below.